And we're back. So Kirkland set up the last topic because, you know, he hasn't seen the boys and he didn't want to hear. So I was wondering if he actually had listened at all. Oh, look at that. He had some sort of
sneak
gear.
One more in there.
He sneak one more. And it's that's tough, though, because his mouth's so tiny. It's tough to sneak things. So it's pretty impressive. But
oh, fuck off.
Yeah. So Netflix, they released a trailer for Spiderhead. And then we got some other Netflix news as well. We got some questions from our patron as well. Hansi asked what our favorite thing for Upfronts was. We didn't talk about that much just because, like, I looked and I found there wasn't much other than just, like, the Marvel. I guess I think we'll probably answer that more at the end of the week when, like, Warner Brothers is tomorrow. There'll be some others. But other than She-Hulk, like, the Star Wars stuff was kind of the Upfronts and this wasn't. But and then S-Bubs, your Star Wars question, I'm going to save that for the two-man cast with Kirkland and Taylor. It's about Star Wars and films. And that, just because I know that could be a longer main topic in itself, so we're going to save that till Thursday. But let's see. So Netflix has released a trailer for Spiderhead that is coming out in July. Kirkland Patzer, what do you think about this one? Chris Hemsworth, Miles Teller, you know, pretty big cast there.
Yeah, beautiful cast. Initially, I was like, okay, awesome cast. This looks sweet. I love Chris Hemsworth. I'm excited to see him in different stuff. And then I saw that little Netflix logo at the bottom. I didn't realize it was a Netflix movie. And ever since Triple Frontier, I've been a little sus on these types of movies because it's just like Triple Frontier had a fucking banging cast. It was like an action movie. The trailer was pretty damn awesome, too. And then, yeah, that movie is just very forgettable. Me and Travis did a review for that one. If you ever see that movie, go check out our review. Yeah, it was good times. But, so yeah, I was a little bit sus there, but this trailer just took me for a wild ride. There was a lot going on in there, a lot of sex, a lot of like just blood and mysterious island setting. And Chris Hemsworth, at a moment, he reminded me of his character from Bad Times at the El Royale, of just like being like goofy and weird. I'm like, I want to just be 100% in, but I am a little bit of like hesitant because of that experience I had with Triple Frontier. But I don't know. This looks wild. This looks crazy. Miles Teller is great. I didn't realize it was what's her name? Journey Smollett.
Yeah, Journey Smollett. Yeah, Black Canary.
Black Canary. Yeah, she looks very different from her character as Black Canary. Mm-hmm. So it kind of threw me off there until I saw her name.
She's a real person. She's not just a character, Kirkland.
Oh, is she? Okay, yeah. I thought she was CGI like She-Hulk was. I couldn't tell. But anyways, no, it's very, very interesting. I'm definitely gonna be tuning in this one, and I hope I'm surprised in like the more positive sense because. Mm-hmm. I want to be 100% in, man, but Triple Frontier was just so forgettable. And it was weird to me because I'm like, everything here like seems like it's going to be a really good movie, but just it fell flat. And I really hope this doesn't happen because this looks wild. This looks like a whole wacky original type film of like the idea is very interesting. And it's like, I just don't fully know what's going on. So I hope there's some nice twists and turns, and I hope it's awesome because the players and just all the pieces are there to make it awesome. I don't know what would bring it down, but it could happen.
I didn't look who directed this, so I should have done that beforehand.
It was someone I hadn't recognized. I remember I was going to ask you about
Tron.
With the first one, or
Joseph
Legacy?
Kowinski. And he the 2010 science fiction film Tron Legacy.
All right, so
stepping away from the Trons. he's getting out of his wheelhouse.
He's a Tron guy, yeah. So I'm with Kirkland, where with Netflix, for like every great film you get like three or four other like mediocre to stinker ones, you know, like, and especially you look at stuff, you talk about great casts, like earlier this, I guess late last year, we got like Red Notice with Dwayne Johnson and Ryan Reynolds and Gal Gadot. It's like, that was like a nothing sandwich, you know, but then you got Don't Look Up, which had a stacked cast. I know lots of people actually didn't like that movie. I really, really enjoyed it. So it's tough with Netflix, especially with their originals. I feel like sometimes when they buy things from people, it works a bit better, but with their originals that are built from the ground up, it just still sometimes Netflix, I think the best way I can put it is they a lot of times feel like a straight to DVD or VHS movie back in the day, but just with a bigger budget and a better cast. And that's what lots of these feel like. This feels like this could easily be some B-rate movie you see in the shelf of Blockbuster back in the day, of just like, you know, Backbreaker, and it's just like it's like one star who was big in the 80s, he's on the cover. So I like the idea, the concept that it's like playing with free will. I think that's what they're trying to hint at, is how, like, because he's like, I'm trying to give people peace. So like, almost like if everyone were to have this, you could control people from doing bad things, but then you could also make them do bad things, right? So I think it's an interesting concept. It's not the same way as like Get Out or like Don't Worry Darling, when I saw a trailer of like, oh, this looks phenomenal. This looks like it's a couple tiers below that, but it has me intrigued. Hemsworth as a villain always has me intrigued. He's so good. Bad Times El Royale is his best role. I love that movie so much, and I love him in it. So anytime he's the antagonist, I think that works out really well. Even though he just looks like a bigger Chris Pine in this, especially because he has this American accent, and Miles Teller is always good. Journey's good. So I'm looking very forward to watching this one. I'm sure there'll be a review or a cutout or something like that. But it intrigued me enough to, okay, I probably was going to watch it anyways because like, I like Chris Hemsworth, and he's, I haven't thought about Death Film and Man Crush List, and definitely just getting better and better every year. But yeah, I liked what I saw. Jessica, did you like what you see?
Yeah. So I went and kind of looked up a little bit more about it just to kind of figure out what exactly was going on in the trailer. Like you said, there was some, you know, some sex scenes, some kind of angry scenes, some happy scenes. Like, it was just, like you said, kind of the Night in Soho type vibes, a thriller type. So it is based on a book, a short story. And so, I mean, I guess plug your ears if you don't want to hear this. Basically.
Oh, I don't want to hear it.
Taylor's going to listen. So basically, it's you go to an island, or you go to this experimental prison where they get administered drugs, some to make them speak truth, others to make them love passionately, others to make them fall out of love, or maybe even to hurt themselves. Can the person handle this? Okay, and we're back.
Yeah, it's like, I know enough about comic movies. I don't need to know about this. So the second you said that, I'm over here like,
holy God, what are you showing me? His
head.
Come on!
Yeah. Any chance you get.
Like. Yeah, I haven't done it in a while, but
so
there you go.
I don't know. To me, kind of knowing that the description made me more intrigued. It just because now I know that it is kind of a thriller. It's not an action movie per se, even though, or, you know, the director being a Tron director, I don't think that's hopefully the direction it's going to go. Overall, I love Miles Teller. I love Chris Hemsworth. I think it's going to be a good movie. You know, I know you guys are the Netflix title on it, but
I remember it is that, but I do remember a long time ago when we were doing Netflix of a Fail, and we pulled up like the 40 like worst Netflix movies. You had said you'd seen almost all of them, and we couldn't do anything because you're like, yeah, I saw that. So your Netflix taste, I don't know if I can trust. I do got to shout though that this guy, he did Tron Legacy, he did Oblivion a few years ago, but he did Top Gun Maverick, which is getting rave reviews right now. So that's huge. So that actually gives me a lot more confidence, because Top Gun Maverick is like, it's like a 96, maybe it's dropped, it was a 96 Rotten Tomatoes. It's like, people are saying it's like a must-see movie this summer. So that gives me a lot of confidence. And fuck, this guy has a movie coming out in like 2 weeks, and then he got this in July. So obviously it's because COVID delayed a bunch of stuff. But the Maverick thing actually gets me a lot more excited. This trailer was got me excited, but the fact that he is directing it, Oblivion I thought was fine. Seeing the Tron Legacy, I thought it was fine. But the fact that Maverick's getting good reviews, there you go.
See, you talking about me seeing all these Netflix and Fail movies. I mean, I would bet money that this will not be in the same category as the Adam Sandler films that we have watched.
No, I know, but if you think some of those ones were
good, I did not think those were good. The only thing was that raccoon scene.
It was great.
That scene was chef's kiss. But other than that, I think this will at least be, you know, a mid-tier Netflix movie.
I hope so, yeah. Taylor, you think it's going to be a mid-tier Netflix movie? You got more hope?
Oh, I think it'll be pretty optimal. I think that like, even after hearing what Jessica told me, I think that there's still a lot of interesting secrets to have unfold in this movie. So I'm totally down to indulge and just see what's really going on. Like, couldn't imagine just being in a room and just like everything's normal and you just like taking a whiff of fresh air and you just get hot and heavy all of a sudden with the pheromones. Like,
that's something else. Time.
It just reminds me of.
Is that why you got to keep redoing
at
Shay?
Home.
She's not doing the right pheromones.
I'm not answering any questions.
It just reminds me kind of Cabin in the Woods when the agency's just like dropping different pheromones out and just making them do different things. Like, we should split up. Like, oh, let's have sex in this bush here and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Were you watching those people, Taylor?
No, I'm not a sicko.
Okay. Just checking. Yeah, but this time Hemsworth, he's not in the playing field. He's in control deck. Don't forget he was in that movie.
He was. I'll never forget that death. Mm-hmm. Death by bike.
One of the best death scenes of all time. Speaking of big movies and whatnot coming out with Netflix, our last topic here is, well, there's two. This week, we kind of combined that Netflix, they've announced a few things. They're creating an ad tier that was about a week or so ago. They also said they're going to be bringing live streaming content to Netflix, which is very interesting because I feel like that opens up the window to like stuff like the Oscars. The biggest thing, like the where the real money is fucking sports. And that's where I think things are going to get very interesting with sports leagues. And like if Netflix like buys like a Monday Night Football or something like that, that's massive. Because you look at ratings and TV, TV's dying except for sports. Sports like Super Bowls watch like it, like 60 million. Like, it's ridiculous. So it's going to be very interesting. Like the day Netflix is like, yeah, I'm going to spend a bunch of money for the Super Bowl. That'll be interesting. And the other word is right now that they're tinkering with the idea that Knives Out 2 is going to get a 45-day exclusive theatrical window. And just to start off, I'm going to pull up Maddie's question. He's our patron. And as we said, you can go and join our patron. Then you can send a question to news topics, everything like that, every time we do a newscast. And he said, where are you? As someone who's been looking forward to Knives Out 2, I was really hoping it wouldn't be a Netflix exclusive. So I love that it'll have a theatrical release. I'm curious, would you all go watch it in theater or watch it at home on Netflix? S-Bub says, Knives Out was one of my favorite movies of all time, so I'm super happy about going to the theaters. And then Hansi said, definitely would see it in theaters. So the patrons are saying that. I'm like, I already talked about live streaming thing. I may see it. My hope is that there will be other chaps that will want to do a review because I do really like Knives Out. I think for me, I missed it when it came out in theaters, the first one. And all I heard was so much praise for it over and over and over about how it's just like a game changer. And I just thought it was good. I thought it was like a solid adventure. So I think people's like hype really got up to me because it's just like, there's a lot of things that I saw coming, saw who the killer was, and not saying like, oh, I'm so smart, that's why I wasn't good. I thought people really like made it sound like it was going to be a really twisty, turny tale, and it really was like just a good, solid detective movie that has great actors in it, right? So for me, I actually would probably be fine with watching it at home. I watched the first one. There's nothing I feel like you need to see this on the big screen. There's movies like that where it's like, okay, I watch it because I want to see it as soon as possible, but I didn't need to see this in the theaters. Knives Out might be that for me, but I do think this is smart because I think, unfortunately, Netflix is going to get back to, they already tinker with it. Like you look at The Circle out right now, they do 4 episodes, like a week for 4 weeks, stuff like that. I think eventually Netflix's binge thing is going to go away. I think movies will start playing in theaters way more because their subscriptions went down. So they got to find ways to get people to stay around longer. I don't like that. I still like being able to binge a show and stuff like that. But so the 45 days, I would maybe see it, but I could wait because I waited for the first one and I'm not as in love with it as everybody else. So Kirkland, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I saw the first one in theaters. I really, really loved it. I think I was one of those people that was just overly praising it to Travis.
Yeah, I was wrong.
I don't know. I want to get the receipts. What did I say exactly to you? It's like this
greatest
is the
movie of all time, a mystery that'll blow your mind and you'll never
see
coming.
I've never been more confused while watching the movie.
That's intense.
No, I like the star power that was in it. I liked all the characters and actors like just going at each other, specifically like just having Chris Evans in like that villainous role. It was great.
You like watching people go at each other?
Absolutely, I do. Okay. Not like Taylor in the woods.
Yeah.
Appearing in the cabin.
In the woods now, yeah.
That's why I see you always buried.
That's where all my vintage clothes.
You see me.
It's like that Umbrella Academy meme. We're like, wait a minute, let's not say anything about this. But no, I really liked it. I'm excited to see more Ana de Armas in that role. Ana de Armas in that role.
She's not in the movie.
Knives Out 2?
No.
She's not in it. It's a different case file.
It's just
different
him
murder.
Going to new people every time. She's not in it at all.
Oh. I thought I saw like a set photo of her and Chris Evans, but it must have been.
No, they're doing a different
movie
together.
Are they actually again?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
There you go. Knives Out 2. I'm excited to see what Daniel Craig does.
He's not in it either.
I'm excited to see what Rian Johnson does. He's not directing it. Is he? No, he is.
Predator is this time.
Fuck. I'll just pass along there. No, I'm excited. I feel like the only way I'll see it in theaters is if there's just nothing out around that time. You know,
really,
though?
But you saw the first one in the theaters.
Yeah.
And you, like, loved it. So you wouldn't be seeing this in the theater.
I love my home, too,
days.
You know? So it's like, usually, it's like, if I'm going out to a theater, I'm going for that theater experience. And this movie, it's nice to get out and have some nice fresh popcorn at the theater, you know, and be in that environment. So it's really like what it's around, I guess.
Yeah.
If I saw
a
movie,
if it's coming
on
the fall, it's going to, fall's a busy, like from September to December, it's massive. So
exactly 45 days, who knows, maybe I'll get there, but it's not one I'm itching to get out to the theaters for. So definitely could just be a Netflix and chill sort of situation.
There you go. Taylor Field, are you Netflix and cucking over there?
Oh, I'm Netflix and itching to go see this.
I don't know how this started, but I like
going with it, I'm not going to see this on Netflix. I will definitely go to the theater to watch this.
Yeah. Fuck Knives Out 2. Anna de Armas isn't in it? Fuck.
No,
it's coming out in fall? Fuck, it's like September, bro.
September, bro. I am totally down to see this in theater.
Good, we got a
solo
review coming.
I saw the first one in theater. I did see the first one in theater, and I quite enjoyed it. It was just such a fun thrill ride just to kind of follow along with these characters that were all so quirky in their own ways and just see the mystery get unraveled. I really, really liked it a lot. So I think it's something that did justice being on a big screen, and I will definitely support it. So, yeah.
There you go. Jessica?
So I'll be the odd one out. I never watched Knives Out. I have not gotten around to it yet.
Well, Ana de Armas is in that one, so you'll get to see her.
I'm looking up. There is actually it's kind of a stacked cast for the second one anyway. We've got Ethan Hawke, Dave Bautista, Kate Hudson, Daniel Craig, Edward Norton. Like, still, you know, sorry it doesn't include whoever that other person was, but some other good actors. I won't see it in theaters. I didn't see the first one in theaters. I obviously don't care enough about it to even watch it. I think is it on Netflix? It's on some streaming service.
I'm sure it's somewhere.
But
somewhere.
Apparently Knives Out 3 has already been announced too, so.
Oh yeah, they bought that, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, maybe I should get on it, but I don't think this is a big enough thing that you need to see it in theaters. I don't think it's going to have any. Unless you really like the whodunit thing, you know, it's not going to be big, like CGI or graphics or anything like that, that you might need that experience for, in my opinion.
Do you like murder, Jessica?
I love murder mysteries and thrillers.
Really?
Yeah.
You'll like this movie if you ever get around to seeing it. It's a really well done, well made film. You know, it's good actors, good cast, good performances. So. But, you know, you got to pick and choose, Taylor. You got to pick and choose. She's going to be choosing Avatar when it comes to the fall, you know?
Oh, yeah, you guys see Avatar over this.
Back to Pandora. Pandora, thank you. I don't fucking even know what that place is. But
same as in Borderlands. Got to get that Borderlands movie coming out.
With Kevin Hart, right. I forgot about that. Yeah. There you go.
I can't forget. It still haunts me.
Oh, don't worry. You're going to get a bunch of marketing soon. But, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for Geekverse 478. We thank you very much for tuning in. Like we said, a couple days from now will be another newscast with Taylor and Kirkland. There'll be retros, a bunch of stuff popping off, and I promise you, not be boring.
Bye-bye.
Peace.